Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Mike Berry, who is with First Liberty Institute. And we're going to talk about that coach that, in our opinion, was unjustly fired for saying a prayer, football coach, high school football coach from the state of Washington. And we're going to get a little bit of an update. Coach Kennedy. Mike Berry, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so first of all, let's tell the story for those not familiar with the story itself, and then we'll talk about what's new.
Sure. Well, for about the past 8 years, Coach Joe Kennedy, who's a high school football coach in Bremerton, Washington, which is a suburb just outside of Seattle, he has had a practice, a tradition of after every football game, whether his team wins or loses, at the end of the game, after the players are leaving the field and after the clock has hit zeros and the referee's blowing the final whistle, he would briefly pause at the 50-yard line to take a knee, and for about 15 to 30 seconds
to take a knee. Okay.
And offer a brief, again, 15 to 30 seconds, silent or quiet prayer that was really just between he and God. And there were times when students would gather around him, but this was really his between Coach Kennedy and God. And whether or not students wanted to gather around him or not was really, in his words, it's a free country. You can do what you want. That's what he told the students. So he did that for nearly 8 years until last fall. Bremerton School District, his employer, the public school district up there, told him that he was no longer allowed to do that, and that if he did it again, he would be punished. And that's when he retained First Liberty Institute as legal counsel, and we looked into the situation and told him that what they were telling him or ordering him was unconstitutional, and that he has a constitutional right, as any citizen does in this country. Certainly someone like Coach Kennedy, who fought in the Marines for 20 years, think that the rights that he fought for and sacrificed for would apply to him as a public school employee. Nevertheless, the school district told him, if you do it again, we're going to punish you. And he was left between choosing between his job and his faith. And he said that, he didn't really feel like he had an option. And he had, and so the next game he took a knee, and he was suspended for the rest of the season and then ultimately terminated.
Hmm. That's amazing. You know, it's true, in my opinion, that the liberals essentially are stressing freedom from religion, whereas the founding fathers gave us freedom of religion. And the difference is that if you have freedom of religion, you're free to believe whatever you want to, including to not believe. But if you have freedom from religion, then that restricts the right, the freedom of beliefs. And it was the Christians who gave the freedom to everybody and extended it to everybody, including the unbeliever. But the unbelievers are trying to essentially disallow Christians from practicing their religion in the public square. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's right. What the school district and others are telling Coach Kennedy and telling us is, look, if he wants to do this in his church, that's fine. But when he's a public school employee, he's a coach, and when he does this where people can see him, even if it, we ask for a moment of silence. We said, what if it's just a moment of silence? Nobody can hear him. He's by himself. You don't know whether he's bending down to tie his shoe or look for a contact lens. And they said, well, we know what he's really doing. Which really surprises me, because, my question is, what do you mean you know what he's really, how do you know? If you're not there, you're not standing next to him, you can't hear him, and all you see is somebody literally kneeling down for 15 to 30 seconds. What do you mean you know what he's really doing? And so, to me, this is just really invasive by the government to tell a citizen and a veteran, you cannot take a knee by yourself for 15 to 30 seconds because we know what you're really doing.
Mm. All right, here's a press release from your organization, First Liberty. This is from earlier this week. High school football coaches to court. If we have the right to kneel to protest injustice, this is referring to Colin Kaepernick's famous you know, opposing the national anthem. Coach Kennedy has the right to kneel in prayer. And the subtitle says, NFL players and high school football coaches file briefs in support of Coach Kennedy at the Ninth Circuit. Your comments, Mike Berry of First Liberty.
Well, that was, a fantastic development for Coach Kennedy that NFL Hall of Famer and Seahawk, Seattle Seahawk legend, so he's a legend in the Pacific Northwest, Steve Largent, and another NFL star, three-time Super Bowl champion, Chad Hennings, they publicly stated their support for Coach Kennedy and said, you know, we're even willing to go so far as to file a friend of the court brief. You know, of course, what this means legally is that, you know, they're not part of the lawsuit. They have nothing to do with the case itself. They are outside, you know, citizens, basically, who have seen what's going on and are concerned about it and have expressed, basically have an opinion or a position on the matter that is relevant to, you know, to the legal case. Because, and as their brief, you know, very articulately points out, these are guys who've played football their entire lives. They have had coaches, some good, some bad, I would imagine. And basically their point was, look, coaches are very important people in the lives of football players, but that doesn't mean that everything that the coach says or does is somehow becomes the voice of the government. You know, that no reasonable person would, and even these guys who've played football their entire, you know, their entire childhood and part of their professional lives are saying, look, it was very clear that what coach said and did was coach's personal views. You know, I mean, other than writing up the X's and O's, you know, and so the mere fact that a coach, I mean, what if the coach drives a Chevy pickup truck and you happen to like Fords? Are you now, I mean, you're going to find yourself on the bench because he drives a Chevy and you drive a Ford? I mean, that's, nobody would ever make that argument. That's ridiculous.
No.
And so, but yet that's basically the equivalent of what Bremerton School District is saying is that, well, even though they, and I forgot to mention this, Bremerton School District did an investigation into Coach Kennedy, and they came back from their investigation and said, you know, after 8 years of doing this, we found no evidence that any student has ever been required or coerced into participating with him, and we found no evidence that anybody has ever complained about this. So nobody's ever been forced to do it, and nobody's ever even complained about it. Well, then why are you punishing him? Why did you fire him? And they said, well, somebody might see him do it and think that the school district is the one that is endorsing religion. And I mean, that's a ridiculous argument, and that's kind of what the brief of Steve Largent and Chad Hennings, you know, makes the point of is, look, you know, we all look up to our coaches as kind of role models and mentors and stuff, but it doesn't mean that they are the law of the land. You know, what the coach says is not the law of the land. And the same thing with the two coaches from the local Seattle area who made headlines for taking a knee with their teams to protest injustice. And look, I mean, whether we're conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, I think we can all agree on one thing, and that's that the Constitution protects our right of expression, or at least you would think, I mean, considering Coach Kennedy's situation. But so whatever side of the issue you fall on, we should all agree that the principle that the Constitution protects is you have the right to express these things publicly. And if the Constitution protects the right of a football coach to take a knee with his team to protest injustice in the world, then certainly the Constitution would protect the right of a football coach to take a knee by himself to engage in private religious expression. And so that's the argument we're really making to the Ninth Circuit.
Now, Steve Largent, this man that you're talking about that filed this brief, the friend of the court brief, he's also a former U.S. House of Representatives member, right? Former congressman from Oklahoma, correct?
That's right. After
U.S.
his football
congressman.
Career. Yes, after he retired from the NFL, and I don't know if it was before or after he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, but he made a run for U.S. Congress in Oklahoma, which is his home state, and he was successful, and he served as a U.S. representative in Oklahoma for a few years, and then I guess retired from that and has gone on to do other things in his private life So, but, you know, so the fact that, you know, again, he's paying attention to what's happening up in his adopted hometown of Seattle, I guess.
Yeah.
And he even wrote an op-ed and an opinion column in the Seattle Times, I believe it was. So the local, you know, newspaper of record up there in Seattle, expressing his support for Coach Kennedy and saying he's exactly the type of coach that our kids need, in this day and age. So, you know, he's been a fairly outspoken supporter of Coach Kennedy, which is, you know, again, has been fantastic. We're very appreciative of his support because of who he is and the reputation that he brings and his really kind of legendary status in Seattle. I mean, I've been up to Seattle quite a few times now, and the Seahawks fans are probably about as loyal a bunch as you're going to find across the country, and they all still adore Steve Largent and for, you know, for what he did as a Seattle Seahawk and for the community up there for many years when the Seahawks were not nearly as good as they are now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, I don't follow sports, so I don't know much about that, but they do those sort of things, I suppose. The bigger issue here is what at stake, you know, which is the idea basically that if you're a Christian, your rights, you know, in the public square are being taken away left and right. And, you know, I know you guys at First Liberty probably can never get up and say this kind of thing, but it's an absolute fact that historically, in the American experience, education for the masses began with the purpose of getting people to be able to read the Bible for themselves. And I'm referring to the, you know, in the 1640s in Boston, Massachusetts, Puritan city created by the Puritans. They created what was called the Old Deluder Satan Act. And the whole idea was it being one of the chief ends of that old deluder, Satan, to keep men and from the Word of God. What we're going to do is we're going to counter that. We're going to be able to, we're going to force our children to be able to read and write so that they can read the Bible for themselves and not get lost. And that's why schools were created for the Bible. Today, the Bible is being treated like it's, to use a phrase from Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defending Freedom, an ally in this fight. It's like asbestos. You know, Christianity is being treated like it's asbestos in the public schools. And that's so wrong because it was Christianity. Ultimately, they gave birth to the public schools. Hello?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I know Jordan and I love him. He's a dear brother, but I would say, go even further and say that they treat it like it's a virus, you know, like some kind of contagious disease.
Yeah.
That if you come into contact with somebody, I mean, that's what's going on with Coach Kennedy, right? It's like we can't even allow him to be seen visibly. That was the policy that Bremerton School District put out, was that they changed their policy mid season on Coach Kennedy, just in order to make sure that he couldn't do what he was doing, and said, well, our new policy is that there can be no demonstrably religious conduct. So anything that somebody can see that is religious, well, that's ridiculous, because that means, you know, that doesn't just affect the Christian now. That affects a Jewish person who wears a yarmulke. That affects a Muslim employee who wears a head covering. And what are those people to do if the school district's policy is you cannot do anything that is visibly religious in nature? But that's exactly what you were saying a moment ago, Jerry, is that, you know, the school districts now treat any type of religion, and particularly Christianity, like it's a contagious disease that we can't even allow our kids or members of the public to see it, because if they can even see it, then, you know, they might somehow get infected by it.
Wow. It's a terrible, terrible scenario that we're in. And by the way, I couldn't help but think of the book of Daniel when you kept talking about how the officials did all this investigation of Coach Kennedy to see how they could somehow trip him up. And, you know, in the book of Daniel, the satraps that tried to get him not only fired, but actually thrown into the lion's den. And they did. They succeeded in the lion's den. They just didn't count on the God factor to change things around. Anyway, thank you so much for all you're doing. God bless you. CoachKennedyFacts.com for more information. And the website of your organization is firstliberty.org, I believe. Correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Mike Berry with First Liberty Institute. God bless you. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye now.